There we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on all the Cheesehead TV social channels. Good morning to everybody. As the Packers are set to participate in their final training camp practice before the cut down to 53, which has to take place by 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Hello, good morning. Joey, the Jaguar, is here. Kevin's here. Big Beasy, I just hope you're not skipping school, young man. Robert, good morning. Tampa Bay, what's up from New York? How are you, man? Good to see you. Jill is here, of course. All the regulars. Brandy, good morning. Gary, hello. Patrick, you guys don't understand. Patrick is like tuning in from across the world, somewhere like in the depths of Europe. I can't remember which country it is, but he is way over there. Yo, Valdir, my guy, would suspect he could get a call at any moment, but as of right now, 10:03 a.m. on Friday, there's been no reported contact. So we'll see what happens with Wagner and his arm, and we have to think that Turner most likely won't play, and maybe they think about kicking Taylor out to tackle. A lot to contemplate there. Always love 12's attitude, especially now. I mean, yeah, I understand why the public perception sometimes is that he is can be prickly, standoffish, whatever you want to call it. I think he's different, but it's certainly been noticeable that he's in a bit more of a jovial mood this summer, and it's a lot of fun. I think he's really smart, one of the smartest guys I've ever covered and or spoken to, plays the game of football. I think he's very considered with his words, which is can be misinterpreted sometimes, but I think he's a good dude. From Mexico City, what's up, man? Good morning from New York. Nagler's beard, grow me, Aaron. Oh, God. It's too early, man. It's still too hot for damn beards. Roger, drink your coffee before your live show so we don't have to listen to you slurp. Love the show, but quite annoying. I'm going to do it more. Don't come in my house and tell me what to do, ever. Good morning. Go Pack, go. Big A instead of Big B. Get it? Aaron Jones is the GOAT. I see what you're doing there. That's kind of funny. Have the Packers mentioned anything about the impact, the lack of or minimal fans will have on the Green Bay economy? Hello from Salem, Oregon. That's a good question. I haven't seen anything directly, although, I mean, in the sense of making a statement about it, Mark Murphy has mentioned it a couple of times. Specifically, he spoke about it a little bit at the shareholders meeting, which obviously was held virtually. So they are very well aware of the downturn this will cause. Not only locally, but specifically around the stadium. You guys were following me when I was in Green Bay for those 2 weeks. There's just nothing going on. There's no vibe. And traditionally, normally, any other training camp season, there would be literally hundreds, if not thousands of people there every day, milling about, spending money, etc. And all the spots, whether it's inside Lambeau in the atrium, the restaurants, whatever, bars around, there was just nothing. There was a little bit of activity around Titletown, but for the most part, it's just empty. So it's no question that there will be some kind of hit and or issue there. I don't know if the Packers will go to any lengths to try and mitigate that, help out any of the local businesses that aren't affiliated with them. I have to think they'll give some kind of support to this stuff in Titletown because that is directly connected to them. Nicholas, thank you for the super chat. Can you see Boyle as an NFL starter someday? I can. And if you had asked me before this camp, I probably would have said no. But given the jump he's made, the way he looks this summer, absolutely. And if he balls out again next summer and is able to be showcased in preseason games, I fully expect him to get traded and to at least compete for a starting job somewhere. That's how good he's looked. Big B! Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! I love it. What's up, man? Dustin, thank you for the super chat. How tough do injuries to Kamal, Montrevious, Turner, and Wagner make cut down with need to carry guys to IR? It's a lot easier this year, simply because there aren't the same restrictions about bringing guys back. At least there are slots where you can bring a guy back like after 3 weeks. So I don't think it's going to be as difficult, but it does kind of make you have to juggle a little bit in the sense that you have to keep those guys on the 53. But again, because of the 16-man practice squad and the fact that you can keep, I believe, up to six players who have an unlimited amount of time in the league, it makes it a lot easier to have a guy in reserve, so to speak, and call him up if needs be, rather than having to keep all the guys you mentioned on the 53 at the expense of someone that you might lose. Again, we've talked about it a lot as far as the mechanics of players claiming people off of waivers this year. They're going to be flying blind. I mean, they've got 12 practices that they haven't seen. Maybe they've been consuming Twitter or whatever. There's no preseason games. I can't imagine that it's going to be difficult to get guys through waivers onto the practice squad this season. So I think most years it would be an issue, but I think this year, I'm not going to say it's not going to, that it won't be a concern at all, but I do think it'll be a lot easier than normal. Legless, thanks for the super chat. 12 is going to ball out this year, in my opinion. Being single doesn't hurt either. Your thoughts, man. You guys keep testing me on this. I don't talk about the guys' personal lives. I don't, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or, Hunter Bradley. I don't care. I don't care what they do in their personal gigs. That's them. That's their life. I just care about what they do on the football field. Ollie Pizza, thanks for the super chat. I've been wondering, what would Green Bay's economy diversification be if it wasn't for the Packers, or if the pack wasn't as prevalent as they are in the NFL? Whew. It would be very interesting. It's hard for me to comment on that. It's a big what if, but there's no question. I mean, you go back all the way to the early 90s when Ron Wolf got on board. He literally had guys who worked in barbershops in Milwaukee brought up to Green Bay. That's how kind of neglected the African-American population was, as far as just to get their hair done. And that's a very small example, but that's the kind of thing where the Packers have had to kind of bring that area along. So, yeah, I don't think it would be very different. No question about it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. When does Kroll's make a Sternberger? Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm going to give you a slurp for that one. Good stuff. Good stuff. What else we got here? Jack, thank you for the super chat. Mark Murphy appreciation post, especially in light of recent events, etc. I could not agree more. And look, no one was harder on this guy when he came on board years ago than myself. I even wrote a post at one point, I think it was entitled Mark Murphy Blows It. And that was in response to his attempt to keep Brett Favre retired by flying down to Mississippi and offering him the $20 million promotional deal. Well, it was a bribe. Everyone knows that. But yeah, in the last, I would say, 5 years, especially in light of how he had to transition on from Ted due to health concerns, the firing of Mike McCarthy, I thought was poorly timed, but he certainly seems to have ended up with the right coach as the replacement. And now with his leadership when it comes to social justice issues, I couldn't be more proud to call Mark Murphy the president and CEO of this franchise that I love so much. It has really been impressive to watch his stewardship of the organization throughout, everything you've seen this team go through the last kind of 4 or 5 years. So he has really won me over, so to speak. And I very much agree with you, Jack. He has earned our appreciation as fans. Big B, Nico, that is a fake account. Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! Man, I can't keep up with all your fake accounts. I don't care. I don't care. We need snacks, Tommy. You ain't lying. I agree. Ross reported that they made him an offer. He's been debating whether he's going to play or not. Tend to think we're pretty close to the season starting, and doesn't sound like he's imminent. So we're going to have to do without snacks. No snacking between meals. Keep slurping. Good idea. Good stuff. Thoughts on Tim Williams? Lots to see him making the cut. I think he's got a really good chance, Katie. It's interesting. That was a question I actually asked Mike Smith yesterday about, you know, really clearly they have those top three edge rushers set when it comes to the Smiths and Gary. But that fourth spot, you know, which played quite a bit last year, from time to time anyway, you know, that could be any number of guys. And obviously Williams fits kind of into that possibility. I think it's going to come down to who they like the most on special teams. And I have very little information when it comes to that because we didn't get to see a whole lot of special teams. But I don't think for a moment that if he were to make the 53 and be called upon, I don't think it'd be too big for him. They've certainly got something there. Jason, Nags, give me a potential surprise cut. Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Give me Lane Taylor. How's that? Andrew, thanks for the super chat. On the front office and head coach, this is how you carry the G. How is Dylan looking on blitz pickup? Improved. Now, we've only seen a couple of instances of the blitz pickup drill that they do, but he certainly looked improved from session one to session two. And that's about all I have to go on. Didn't get to see him do much in the way of pass pro work in team. So, and that's a big part of it, is not only being able to physically do it, but then the identification part of it is a monster aspect. Obviously, you can't be back there with 12 and having him adjust things and have you not know your assignment or not know the adjustment. So we're going to see. We're going to find out starting week one how much they trust him and how much he's out there. Bryce, thanks for the super chat. How many, quote, average cornerbacks should a team aim to have? It's been suggested that average depth, like the Chiefs, is better than one or two stars. I don't know. That's an interesting concept. I don't know. I don't know about average. I mean, I understand what you're saying, kind of. I would prefer guys with upside and potential to develop, and I think that's the road the Packers are going down. Now, if you have a premier talent, I don't think there's any question you lock him up. I don't think there's any doubt that you want to keep the best players, especially at a position as difficult as corner. But, you know, do you want a baseline of depth? Yeah, sure, of course. But not at the expense of, okay, we're going to let you walk because we have other guys who are, quote, average and can get us through a game. I don't think you go about it that way. But that's what makes roster construction so fun. You know, everybody's got a kind of a different philosophy and how they want to go about it. Why are the Packers in the dark ages regarding communication and tech? Get with the times. Ooh, Brandy, you're touching the third rail there. I know Packers PR is probably watching. Look, the funny thing is internally, like within the football operations, they're gold. They know what the hell is up. They have no problem getting the playbooks and iPads, making cut-ups of all the different situations for these guys, blah, blah, blah. You've heard the tech guys praised ad nauseum, both by Brian and Matt throughout the offseason. But when it comes to the forward facing, the digital side, although the content has improved, I would very much agree with you. A little fun fact, 2 years ago, we talked about having me appear on some of their videos, on their podcasts, etc. And it actually did happen one time when I was in Green Bay last year. You'll remember I was on Packers Unscripted with Mike Spofford, which was great, a lot of fun. But they couldn't figure out how to bring me in remotely for a podcast last year. See, multi-million dollar business. My daughters can figure out how to bring in people remotely on their laptops. So I hear what you're saying. I feel you. Nags, are you able to talk about the depth chart? Nope. Oh, sorry, there's more to your question. After Saturday cutdowns, or do you have to wait until after week one? That's a really good question. You know, the way I read the restrictions and guidelines is it's about what I see at camp. And after Saturday, that's I'm not talking anything about what I've seen at camp because now it's all out there as far as the decisions that have been made. So I certainly won't give up any kind of game planning stuff or personnel stuff when it comes to who's playing where on offense that we've seen that they told us not to talk about. I'll keep that under my hat. But as far as like players and who I thought did well or didn't do well or maybe I'm surprised by, et cetera, I'll let that rip. No doubt about it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. How are Goody and the scouts going to prep for the next draft? Anyone in Packers PR into ASMR slurping? No judgment. We'll find out. How are they going to prep for the next draft? It's going to be yeoman's work, no doubt about it. And Gutekunst has touched on it a little bit. It was funny because when we first talked to Brian about it, it was trending towards college football probably being just completely shut down. And now, obviously, there is this complete patchwork of some conferences are playing, who knows what's happening with the Big Ten, etc. It's going to be a lot of work for these area scouts who are going to have to be kind of making these trips up. You know, things are usually, traditionally, a lot of their itinerary is planned out throughout the season. They're going to be making this up as they go, almost, as conferences adjust their schedules. Who knows if there's a breakout, maybe that has shut down a game, what have you. But it's going to be as much preparation as can be done that is humanly possible. There's zero question about that. They're just going to have to be a lot more nimble. What else we got here? Michael, thanks for the super chat. Nags, you and Banky are killing it this year. Can't wait to see what you have for the regular season. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Michael. It's very nice of you. As I've said to you guys a couple of times here, be ready for game day. Game days are going to be tons of fun. We're going to be doing an hour-long pregame show, and that'll be on all the social channels, as well as a watch party for each game, and then an hour post-game show. We got gut reactions, video style for you each and every week, every single game. That's 5 hours of live streaming every single Sunday and or Monday and or Thursday night. So it's going to be a good time. I hope you guys are all there for it. What else we got here? Do you agree with the report that they'll keep more outside linebacker to cover for deficiencies on D-line? The depth in outside linebacker room is strong. That is certainly one way they could go, Robin. There's no question about it. I'm very interested to see what happens with Trayvon Hester and Montravius Adams, two guys who I think they were counting on quite a bit heading into the season, but now have not played and not practiced. They've been out for a pretty damn lengthy amount of time. So that's one possibility, especially for a defense and a defensive coordinator in Mike Pettine, who certainly has shown that he can get creative and move bodies around and utilize all sorts of different kind of concepts up front to mitigate not having a bunch of big bodies. But that is something we'll be keeping an eye on tomorrow, no doubt about it. Nag slurps and the Bears still suck. Correct. I still can't believe the Packers are playing next weekend. Right? I mean, it's kind of fucking mind-blowing when you step back and think about it, especially when you kind of think back to when things shut down, quarantine, lockdown, etc. Then the draft happened, and you were still like, I just can't imagine a season. And then you had the outbreak with the Marlins in baseball, and all the talk around that was like, oh, God, they're going to have to shut down, and there's no way the NFL is going to get off the ground, etc. Even when I went to training camp, I was like, oh, okay, it's just going to, they're going to start playing, and there's going to be some kind of problem with COVID, etc. And we are here. Knock on wood, but we're here. Almost a week, just a week away. It's just crazy to me. It is absolutely crazy. I'm going to cry. I'm probably going to cry. So tune in for the live stream first watch party just to watch me cry at being so happy that we've got Packers football. Benji, thanks for the super chat. One more contract for Davante Adams. When his contract is up, he'll be 29 at the start of the season. That's going to be an interesting negotiation, no doubt about it. We'll see what happens as far as development of the younger guys, what they do in the draft. But yeah, I have to think they'll probably try to keep him in the fold. But man, they got a lot of puzzle pieces to put together prior to getting there. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Do they scout guys a year out during draft prep? Like, look at guys for the 2021 draft prepping for 2020 draft. Seems invaluable this year if they did. Dustin, 1,000%. Now, that wouldn't be something that obviously like Gutekunst would do or John Eric Sullivan, but the area scouts, the college scouts who are on the ground and go to those schools, etc., 1,000,000%. Don't forget, they've been tracking A.J. Dillon since he stepped on campus at Boston College. That's how long they have been following his path. So, yeah, no question about it. They will have done work on these guys. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Are you going to stream on Hot Mike for game day? It's so funny you ask that, Patrick. I literally just met with Hot Mike yesterday. Are you with Hot Mike? Do you have an ongoing concern here? There's a very good chance that that's going to happen. We got to work out some of the tech, but yeah, it sounds like that is going to be part of the mix. So we'll be on all the Cheesehead TV socials and Hot Mike. which is cool because Hot Mic, what they do is they have a tech that syncs you up with the game live wherever the viewer is watching it. It's pretty fun. So, and we get to add fun things like crowd noise, and when we got to take a break, you'll get some graphics from our sponsors, etc. So yeah, it sounds like that. We haven't signed on the dotted line yet, but yes, it's trending that way, Patrick. It'll be a lot of fun. Punt returner's about to get tackled by JK. If he dies, he dies. I love it. Any changes on Billy Turner's status? Nothing yet, Jonas. I wouldn't expect it. I mean, all reports suggest that he will be missing week one. I've just kind of assumed that now. Maybe there'll something will change. Maybe there's some miracle turn that his recovery takes. But to me, just keep your eyes out on Wednesday when we get that first injury report. But until then, I wouldn't expect to hear much of anything in regards to any of the injuries, actually. What positions are the Vikings better at compared to the Packers week one? Well, edge rusher matching up against their right tackle, whoever it is there is going to be an advantage there for the Vikings, no matter how you slice it. And that is going to be incumbent upon Matt and the offensive staff to get the ball out of Aaron's hands on some of those passing concepts. Zero question about it. All right, guys, I got to get going. Can't thank you enough for tuning in. And hey, it is still a perfect time to order your Green Bay Packers official yearbook. That's right. We have partnered with the official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Go to packersyearbook.com and use code CHTVBOOK. It's all one word, CHTVBOOK. And you'll get it delivered right to your door. I get it every summer. It's phenomenal. Gorgeous artwork. Wonderful articles. You cannot beat it if you're a Packers fan. It's an absolute keepsake that you got to have every summer. Dustin getting in here last second with a super chat. Does Cheesehead TV have an official beer sponsor? Need to know what I should be drinking this weekend. Dustin, we do not. But anybody who would love to be one can contact us at aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Can't thank you enough. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Take it easy. Talk to you soon.